It's time for Q&A in the Kitchen. It's the podcast and YouTube series where we, tattoo artists and piercer, talk about some of the more common questions that those that collect tattoos and piercings may have. This is brought to you in part by Skin Kitchen Tattoo, the Axiom Body Piercing Studio in Death Before Decaf. So today we have Jack Lowe from Skin Kitchen, Wesley Dickerson from Skin Kitchen. I see a pattern going here. And Jimmy from Skin Kitchen. Say hello,
you guys. Why are you guys being so quiet? You're so sheepish.
I mean, hello.
I was occupied. I'm sorry. I was acting like an idiot.
Okay. So you're distracting him.
Just a point away from him, but you
shiny objects.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But you can be closer, Wes.
I just want you to sound as good as you can.
I do.
I care about you.
I just want you to be prominent.
We care about
everybody. I'm afraid he'll be on American Idol too fast.
Okay. Yeah. Slow it down. He doesn't want to be on.
I get that. You don't overexposure. You don't want to be overexposed.
Yeah, you'd have to have the bigger.
I'll be more.
But also, your volume is just. It's good. That's what David says.
Yeah.
It's a good volume.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
You can scoot his mic up in his thing a little bit.
He's got me super hot is what it is.
This is super hot stage mic.
He's got me turned up super loud.
Okay.
And they can't hear me.
It does sound good.
Okay, so
if we were in the mob, we'd call him Whispers.
Yes.
Whispers. I think it's just you. It takes the beard.
Not a sexy mob name.
It needs Whispers. To be like. Yeah.
So I'm sure everybody would love to have us talk about this for the next 25
Whisper
minutes.
Left eye.
But what we're going to talk about today is what is the normal reactions after getting a tattoo or a piercing?
Or during getting a tattoo?
No, afterwards.
Afterwards, okay.
You know, like even the next day, a couple days.
There's a big difference in what happens exactly afterwards, depending on what you get, where you get it, who you get it from.
Yeah.
You know, some artists will get, you know, that kind of immediate rejection with some blood and, you know, kind of have this first little horror show.
Right.
And then it chills out within the first, you know, 6-8 hours. It calms down and kind of goes on from there. Some seem to really never get into that. They kind of just they stay angry for a bit and then they chill out and they might just kind of get more of a sunburn type flake kind of healing on it. And then some people will tell you that nothing happened. It didn't scab. It didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know how much of that is, you know, there actually was and it healed lighter than maybe their other tattoos. Right. So, what were you going to say, Dan?
Well, I mean, in the normal reaction, like the thing I think I've been asked probably like 80 times is, I woke up the next morning and there was like a reverse of my tattoo on the sheets and a bunch of blood.
Yep.
Is that normal or is my tattoo falling out?
No, okay.
That's
so,
totally normal.
Yeah, what people don't get is, you know, to get to where we need to be to make the ink stick, to say it, you know, as plainly as I can, you have to pass through those outer layers. And as you go through those outer layers, ink is going to be deposited. Yeah. And it's going to be grabbed onto for a short time. And after that short time, it's going to push it back out.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that's in the layer that is going to make it permanent is going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So some amount of rejection you are always going to have, whether you wrap it with plastic or derma blend or seal or spray it with cement.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're going to have some rejection because that's just how the process works. We can't come in from the other side.
Body is just getting rid of the excess amount that it doesn't need.
Yeah, that exactly. And as you go through those outer layers to get to that pay dirt layer, you're depositing ink all along the way.
Yeah,
and the ink
the
out
excess.
Here is going to slough off. But the ink that we put down where it needs to be is going to stick.
There's
so you're going to have that excess coming out.
Yep.
So that is completely normal.
Yeah.
And you can successfully wrap plastic just like a normal household saran wrap if you properly clean your tattoo, wrap it, plastic it.
Absolutely.
For at least the first few days to get through that kind of messy.
Back in the day when they'd go home and wash it, you wanted them to wash it with as hot as water as they could stand. Because it would open all that stuff up and cleans all that stuff off the top so it wouldn't be red and swollen and infected the next day, which back in the day, people would go, oh, my tattoo's infected. Well, first off, tattoo infection doesn't start until over 72 hours or more. So it can't possibly be, you know, 4 hours later be infected. That's not possible. What it is where it has all the debris, the excess ink, the, you know, from the paper towels, the wiping, the spray, the clean, the splatter.
Very angry.
Yeah, it's very angry. And you have all that access on top of there, and that's dirt to that new layer that's been exposed. Mm-hmm. So that's why they wanted you to go home and wash it and clean it very well and get all that off.
That's an interesting idea to kind of immediately try to get rid of that excess that's going to be in those outer layers by taking a warm bath or a sauna.
Right.
And kind of getting rid of that at first. So then the scab has less in
it. Well, then if you keep it moisturized.
So it
could
be lighter and
yep.
have a much more comfortable heel in the long run.
Just like the the new stuff like Saniderm and stuff that we use, the second skin or whatever brand that you call it. Nowadays we have that, and that does that for us. You leave it on for 2-3 days, and when it starts coming off and peeling, you take it off in the shower when it's good and wet, and you hold onto your skin so you don't pull against it, and you take that stuff off, and you're already past that heavy plasma is what's coming out.
Yeah, plasma.
That heavy plasma, which is trying to create a heavy scab, is that's part's over. It's subsided. Yeah.
And you should explain that that's part of your immune system. It's your body's trying to seal off the wounds.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's multiple of them.
Right.
There are lots of
them.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll refer to that first couple day kind of ejection is kind of your tattoo will kind of seem to sweat
because
it's not blood, it's more
plasma.
A clear plasma, and it's kind of what your body's putting out there to make a protective layer, because that's going to harden
and make a scab.
It's full of white blood
cells. Bingo. What do we have for them, Johnny? So that's what your body uses to form a scab. That's why we tell you to wash it,
right?
Because it'll keep that scabbing down, keep it more comfortable. Because if you have this big risen scab off your arm, leg, head, face, whatever it may be, it's more likely to catch on something. If it catches on something, you just made like a ripcord to whatever ink that scab is keeping in the skin until your skin can close that hole.
Yep.
So there's a level. Depending on, like I said, who does your tattoo, where it is, how you take care of it, how it was applied, all these things, you have a level of horror show or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really tough. But a lot of that can be normal. You can get heavy scabbing on a tattoo, and it'll heal completely fine.
Yeah.
It might take 2 months.
Right.
Seriously, I've seen tattoos that take forever and were overworked. And, you know, I'm just like, don't mess with it. Leave it alone, you know.
And it comes down to it's going to take as long as it takes. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the redness and agitation is a reaction to the trauma that you've created by getting a tattoo.
Right.
And I think a lot of people confuse that with infection or other problem or allergic reaction. It's going to be normal for it to be red and swollen.
If you're having discharge after, like, the second day, that's a little over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Your tattoo should be pretty chill and calm down. What about a piercing? I mean, do you get that discharge? How does that?
Well, I want to ask one more question.
Okay, yeah.
Do you notice a difference in the effect of the trauma in different parts of the body?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And with the new machines, there's a lot less trauma, I think.
Yeah,
and that's what
they
I was
let you get
say.
Away with a lot more. They
that's
really
what I was
going to
say about that second skin and that Saniderm and all that is that skips that layer, that having to go home, that process of taking care of it, it eliminates it, because you have that 2 to 3 days, which you're not having to mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
Your clothes aren't rubbing against it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not getting that inconsistent level of moisture. It's not getting plasma leaked out and wiped off and rubbed off, so it's compensating in areas and making it cookie
scam. Well, this is what I think helps, too.
And that helps a lot
is
now.
Your body doesn't have to spend that energy on creating all that
initial keeping
scabbing
it.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's almost like your body is saying, like, okay, scab's good.
Yeah.
We're good. We're just going to heal this sucker.
Yeah.
So, or anything that is being emitted through the skin still is being kept right there and can either be, I don't know, maybe reabsorbed or whatever is in that.
That's your body throwing its new.
Can help that.
That's
along.
Your body's throwing everything you have as nutrients into it to try to clean it. So
it right
holding and pulling it back in.
The thing I like is it really takes a lot of the stupid mistakes off of the client.
Yeah.
You know,
especially those first two days.
Right. It's carefree.
Yep. Yeah,
it's
healing
carefree.
For dummies. Not to make it so simple,
but
those books
awesome.
Were great. You know what I mean? And like, it's kind of like that.
It
gets over
is.
That. Because the first 3 days or so of here's the healing that tattoo, that's the hardest time.
It
that's
is.
The most crucial time. And if I can help you get through that where you don't really have to deal with it, now all you got to do is take it off, wash it, and put a little lotion on here and there, and it's a little scaly for a couple of days, great.
Yep. Yeah,
because yeah, that's when you're most acceptable to infection.
Exactly.
Is that first 3 days.
I've avoided you getting anything. With anything. I've helped you. It's probably, and we need to look into it. I'm not positive, but it's probably a really good idea to use on people that have any kind of like diabetes or
I would imagine,
you know, something like that. Because that would, absolutely.
Kind
of, you know, low.
Because they're more, they would be more open, obviously, to getting an infection.
Yes,
and they're
exactly.
gonna, and they generally take longer to heal just because their immune system is compromised.
Right, and that'd be an extra little step we could take.
On all the rough areas too, your elbows, your inside knees, you know, things like that. All of those areas that are the toughest ones to heal up, where you're almost guaranteed to see their body working the ink out over.
Yeah.
You know, the inside of the arms sucks because as they're bending and extending it, it's pushing that ink out and sucking it in, pushing it out, whatever it is that the skin does with it.
Yeah.
That by having that layer on there, it holds, as you were saying, it sucks it right back in. There's no place for it to go other than right back into where it came out of.
Almost kind of just, it's, you know, and I, when I was looking into the product, it said something about, you know, holding and giving you more saturation, making your colors heal bright and all that. And I'm like, yeah, everybody kind of says that about whatever product they're trying to pump that has anything that says the word tattoo on it. It's supposed to be.
Well,
you
used it on yourself.
It's supposed to be
magical. I haven't finished yet.
My bad.
That was the preamble. Anyway, but after using it, I've noticed that there is something to that. Because even that outer skin that would have rejected, when you peel that stuff off, you're like, where did it go?
Yep, didn't have any place to go. It just found a way to reattach
something. Yeah. So the place on my leg that I used it first, and I've been kind of, you know, my test run spot, it was a really tough spot in the first place. It's kind of a stretchy, weird spot that's in this crease of my leg. And it's I guess it's healed. It's still scaly.
Well,
it's kind of dry.
As we're talking about this in a future episode, we'll have a 101 or a kind of a sort of kind of time lapse of some
maybe one of us will get tattooed and use it on
it.
Ourselves and we'll
document
it.
You've got some on your brains right now
and go through the process.
Yeah, you got some on your head
properly and etc. Would be nice.
As we're talking about this, I guess
what was that, Dave? I'm sorry.
And having some, you know, some footage of properly removing it and putting it on, etc.
How
be
it's
a good
healing
idea.
Up over
right.
those 2 days.
We'll document it.
Kind of like what we did with my tattoo.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, that'd be fun.
And me and you went and moved furniture that weekend after you tattooed yourself and used it.
There's no way I could have done that.
Yeah, you would have never been able to do that with your jeans. Nope.
Now, one other question that's common is bruising.
Is
that common? Where is it? In certain areas?
Some areas are more, like the ditch bruises more. When I got my temple tattooed, my eye was, it looked like I had a black eye. You know, and we were using the old rotary machines back then, and Reverend Bob did it. So you remember how hard he tattooed,
boy,
like a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And he tattooed that blue in there, man, and it's still just as bright as it ever was, you know?
Right.
Hidden bone, back off a quarter of an inch.
Yeah,
it
bruised inner
my
arm,
face.
I've had inner arms,
arm
necks, pads. I've had ribs bruise.
Kneecaps and
when I got my throat done.
I
bruised down almost halfway down my chest. Yeah. I mean, like the green kind of purple looking stuff. Yeah,
right,
so part of that, I think, is just, you know, I think the action of the tattoo and there just being a thinner type skin and maybe some more thinner wall, just, you know,
capillaries.
Yeah, and I don't think they're quite capillaries, but you know what
I'm getting at.
But anyway, I think that, and then plus, the tattoo artist has to put some pressure on your skin.
Yeah.
Has to balance their hand and everything in stretch.
Stretching.
And just handling that area in certain ways can cause bruising too.
Yeah.
So it's not wrong. It doesn't mean that something was done wrong, in my opinion. It's just kind of a product of what needed to be done, and that's just how your body reacted to it, and you're going to heal from it, and you're going to live.
So basically other areas are more prone to it, like joint areas,
absolutely.
I would say, or any place where the blood vessels are close to the
it
surface.
It seems like,
face,
in that, like
soft
the inner
tissue.
Arm.
Yeah.
Is a big one.
Which I hate getting tattooed there, by the way.
Nobody likes that. Nobody likes
that. It's my least favorite place. One of the least favorite.
So what about piercings, Dave? What do
you piercings, normal reactions you'll usually see day after. You're going to see redness, discolorization, heat, or feels very inflamed or feverish, and that's your immune system fighting off any possible pathogens. Discharge comes out a little heavier. You might see a little bit of slight bleeding off and on. in swelling. Swelling's a big factor when it comes to piercing initially, and you'll usually see that the day after. It usually will continue a day or two and then stop or start to recede, and that's one of the reasons why sizing the jewelry is so critical.
Is that pretty much everywhere on the body it kind of will behave
more
that way?
Of course, places like, it's kind of in the same direction. Facial piercings are probably a little bit more prone to it, right. Especially oral piercings. Ear piercings, especially upper ear cartilage, or some of the more exotic ear piercings. There's like 20 of them now, I think.
So anyway, and they keep coming up with new names.
It's going to swell a little bit more. So that's why you oversize those pieces.
Yeah.
Tongue piercings, of course, I've seen them depending on your diet, which has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you smoke, whether or not you drink alcohol, whether or not you're, I don't know, you talk too much, it'll swell more.
Right.
And a lot of times people will think, especially with lip piercings, they'll think, oh, it's not going to swell. It's great. You know, because it's a day and a half in.
Right.
Then they'll wake up the next morning and it's like, you know, they're like Popeye.
Yep. Bubba gum.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of those things where we don't really know, so we overcompensate for it whenever we can.
Yeah.
Of course, pain, you know, discomfort, if you touch it, it's going to hurt, and you shouldn't be touching it. That's what your body – the pain is literally telling your body – or your body telling you, don't touch it. Don't move the jewelry. Don't rotate the jewelry, because all of those things will also increase the amount of swelling you're going to see.
Yeah.
And combat that, and things that make it feel good, is saline solution. That's like the number one thing. You know, for years and years and years, we've been suggesting doing compresses and soaks.
Yeah.
But there was nothing, there was not really a product out there that was readily available where it was sterile in the can. There were some products that came out claiming they were, or they were safe, but they used food preservatives.
Ew.
And so that opens a whole another problem of people having reactions to it. And then there was piercers mixing up their own version with tea tree oil and all kinds of garbage in it. Basically, like Nelmed, just plain sterile saline solution. As it comes in a can, it's easy to use, not very difficult, and you know, it's something kind of nice to have around the house. Should be part of your first aid kit. We all experience as children skinning our knees and then going to the medicine cabinet, and mom or dad or aunt or uncle or whoever pulls out either iodine or rubbing alcohol and then pours it all over it. And the burning sensation. Saline will basically Bactrine. Why does it have a a numbing agent in it? It's because it hurts so much.
Yeah, things so like bad.
And it's terrible for piercings. Don't ever use it on piercings.
Bad.
But the wound wash, the saline, will clean it without pain. It helps a little bit with the stinginess. It kind of numbs it out a little bit. And it also will help with inflammation because it helps restrict the amount of moisture that's in the area in the cells. So it helps a little bit with everything. It'll also draw things from it. It's great stuff.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Well, smack me and call me a monkey's uncle.
Every day.
I've thought about suggesting you guys use it, but the problem is that it's not going to clean anything off. You know, it's not going to clean ink off, which is what you guys use green soap for.
But would it be helpful maybe after?
Is it an aftermath? I don't know.
At the end,
it would have to be.
A quick soak on the end of the tattoo before you bandage it up or something.
Yeah.
Well, I just mean maybe at home to have it done while you're healing, to give it to wash it with that before, you know, and let it air dry for 2 minutes and then a little bit
of lotion. We'd have to do some research.
Yeah. Yeah, so let us know if you have if you've ever used that during the healing of your tattoo. Let us know, and because that's an
interesting thing. Because my concern is it's going to dry out the tissue, which may draw some of that outer ink. It might help to just draw out that outer ink and clean it up a little bit.
I mean, as long as you're going to keep it moisturized, because that seems like it could dry it out. But I've never really messed with it.
Yeah, and it's used in the medical industry and has been for years. Yeah, if anybody has ever gotten a cut and they go to the hospital and they clean it out, that's what they're using. They're not using rubbing alcohol. They're not using hydrogen peroxide.
Right. Yeah, it's a sterile saline. Yeah, just never neutral. One of those things that you're
never heard of anybody using it, but it's heavily used.
I've got some red soap in my booth if you ever want to try it. It's like green soap, but it doesn't have any alcohol in it.
Ooh, I like that. Is it supposed to maybe be less irritating then?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
I was using it before, like I came you know, I was on the road. But well, I got something. I'll check it out.
Let a brother in on the red soap, man.
And maybe and
I don't
want
to hurt these people.
Secrets. I just
been
did.
For like 8 months now. Right? Keeping secrets.
I think we might have to get him in a chair.
Yeah, we're going to have to torture him a little bit.
Well, we'll document it so you guys get to see it.
Oh, one, yeah.
One question,
get that
though.
Interrogation lamp on him. So what else do you know?
Oh, yeah.
What are you holding out on?
The tray out with the tools.
Yes.
Who else do you know?
Anyway.
The cage with the rat. Anyway.
The head cage. With the rat crawling around inside the cage.
You know, like
you put the rat on their stomach and you put the bucket over top of them. You heat the bucket with a blowtorch. I'm going to get top.
Whoa there, Kelly. You know all the torture devices, don't you?
I was thinking 1984.
Yeah, he's a sadistic fucker, isn't he?
Don't let him in here.
How many fingers am I holding up, Jimmy?
I think they're four. I mean, I draw pictures for 11. I don't count.
And torture people with rats.
I watch movies.
Anyway, back to this tattooing subject that we have here.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe you know, average person probably doesn't know why you guys use green soap and what it's used in the process.
Hell, I don't
of
know.
The tattooing.
Say again.
Knocking
on the table.
Knocking. I think it might have been me. It was an
elbow.
It was me.
I did
him.
It. I did it.
It was him.
It was me.
Right?
I did
him.
It.
Him.
I so. Did it.
Okay. When it comes to using green soap or red soap, I guess, is the other one. Yeah. Why do you guys use that during the tattooing process?
I like it, and I've used it ever since my first day when I ordered my first little kit from Spalding and Rogers. It came with Tinkster green soap. And, you know, it's done a really good job for me my whole career.
Industry
I use it.
Wide. I've never seen anything wrong with it.
Right.
It's a basic hospital soap.
It's surgical soap.
That we buy in a gallon jug and we dilute it.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's a very strong solution, but it's diluted very heavily. It's like probably 10%, if that, 5%.
It might be 10 to 1 or something like that, 8 to 1 maybe.
But, yeah, it's just a basic soap for all you listeners who don't know.
Yeah, it's a general surgical soap. It's used for cleansing patients in the hospital before going to surgery and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a kind of a general, all-around
anesthetic.
Good anesthetic.
Cool.
Or
so
not anesthetic.
Not anesthetic.
Tattooing, everybody will tell you. See, the wipe down, when it's green soap, feels amazing on your
tattoo. That cool, refreshing. It's soothing to the skin.
It's bracing.
I'd say 95 out of 100 people like it. I'm one of the 5% that does not enjoy the immediate of the green soap. Some people are like, it cools it off. Me, that
initial
that I don't like.
Here, I thought you were a tough guy.
I know, I'm not.
So,
that's why I have to do everything I can to look like one, or I'll be instantly attacked.
So you guys use it.
We're all faking it until we make it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys use it to prep the area, of course, and then use it to wipe off.
Yeah, and it's great for putting on stencils. Yeah. I've used that my whole career. I bought a new bottle of nuclear green stuff.
You recently switched over to the stencil type
I didn't switch over.
We kind of started
using it more.
Thank you. I'm trying it out.
I think you would like the white brand a little better, the stencil stuff, personally, because it's a little quicker. You don't have to wait as much. It's not as long.
And we have a video on our channel of the Jimmy did about stencils that kind of goes through that process,
that
too.
Awesome
you should check
that
out.
Yeah, well,
maybe we'll refurbish it.
I'm trying out this product, and mainly for I thought it would be great for doing portraits and things that are really highly detailed, don't really have an outline.
Right.
And so I've been testing it out, and I tattooed diamond last night, and I used it just on these simple bats just to get some skin time with it, because I'm just trying out, because a lot of time, well, half the time I don't use a stencil. We're just working on something freehanding something in or something. So and what I noticed, it's easy to use too much.
Oh yeah.
A little bit goes a long way.
It pulls off so much of the pigment off that paper that it starts leaching and gets
fuzzy.
You have
to start really, at least with both brands that I use,
almost
you
wipe
really
it off,
rub it into the skin.
Yeah.
And then I'll take it
just kind of blot it off maybe.
Exactly.
I'll get I'll put like a BB size on it for the size of like a hand size or softball size. Like a BB.
So you spread it out like lotion.
Spread it out.
I put a dab on my table as I half set up putting stencil on. I'll put a dab on the table somewhere, and I kind of dip my finger into that and rub it.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that.
Painting in, how much do I need? Okay, need a little bit more. I just dab my finger into this glob that I've set on the table.
That's a good idea.
I just
when
I'm putting the stencil on, I just put a big squirt on the table there.
Oh, so you can just kind of
rub
dab
on the skin.
Oh,
okay,
that's
need
a good idea.
A little bit more.
Okay.
And I just keep working my way until I've got enough. That way I'm not overdoing it.
I like that.
And I keep it right at
the same. That is a good idea.
I'm doing that now.
It's taking
I'm stealing it.
Techniques over the time.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. Because, yeah, it shows, you know, cheers, like, bro. You see the thing, and it just shows you, oh, mm-hmm. put it on your glove. And I'm like, that nope. just seems
a little
weird.
Bit goes yeah. a long way. And you, once you got streaks yeah. between your, like, if there's yeah, leftover exactly. lotion on the skin, you're right. It right. bleeds.
Yeah, it makes a it's, mess.
So mm-hmm. you got to get plus, it into, like,
nice and smooth.
Plus squeezing it out onto the tray. Mm-hmm. That's creating yeah, that another level it. Of yep. prevention. Of,
yeah, you're not
of
going
isolating.
Back to the bottle. But even at that point, you haven't broken any skin yet because you're still stenciling. Yep.
Still, yep. it's always a good yep. idea.
Yeah, it looks like that. If there's one doctor or nurse who is overzealous and can call you out on it, they can't anymore.
No, absolutely. And I wouldn't blame them for doing so. That's no, a great idea. Yeah, just great dispense idea. What you need thing. And throw yep. away what
I
you
agree.
Don't
yep.
use is way better than dispensing it on to a glove, even if the glove is fresh.
A little bit goes a long way.
If some sucks back into the bottle.
Right. It's contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I use the little foil packs of lubricant. Because I can, they're a little 4 ounce or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't use 4 ounce lubricant.
I think
they're piercing.
An ounce,
or maybe
the
it is
A&D packets.
Yeah.
Well, what I use is it's like Surgilube.
Okay.
It's
oh,
like
okay. oh, yep.
Yeah, because we've been using the A&D packets.
I really
yeah.
like
it.
So
it's
much
so
easier.
Much easier just to open
it's a
that
less
thing.
Mess.
Yeah, I use probably one, even on a good sized tattoo. Every now and then, I might have to open another one for the bandaging process if
right.
it's a big
really?
Tattoo. Yeah.
The A&Ds oh, yeah. packets, okay.
You
I
don't
had to
like
use
those?
Them. I had to use them last week because I ran out of my ointment that I like to use, the shea butter.
Yeah. It was weird getting used to them.
And it wasn't okay. tough for me to switch over to them, but I was, even on the big tattoos, I laid out two or three, four of them sometimes. But I use them to stick them down my caps and everything, too.
So do I.
Yeah, I lay out three or four of them. I don't know then.
Yikes. Yeah. Weird. Well, and when I first started using those at the shop I went to, I worked in Chicago. That's what they use. And I'm like, man, you got to go through tons of these. And they're like, you'd be surprised. One goes pretty far. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, kind of went into going, all right, I'll just put out one and see how far it goes. And it goes a lot farther. Yeah. I rarely have to, like, even on like a full day tattoo, I think sometimes I'll put out two or end up putting out another one halfway through the day. But they seem to go far, and it just seems less hassle than having this vessel and then having another product that you have to dip into the vessel.
That's yep. fair.
And
that's true.
So, you know, pluses and minuses. I like the vessel thing because you don't have a finite amount.
Right.
You have kind of, you can stretch it
scoop
if you
out
need.
How much you need
right.
for the tattoo,
but what so. I noticed, I was scooping out these huge gobs.
Right.
And I was wasting. Having these huge gobs. So then when I went to buy it again, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to those to see. And I really end up using a lot less and throwing away a lot
yeah,
less.
I was absolutely. Using
so we're talking about A&D ointment. And I think you kind of finished your thought, hadn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, I think I was saying something about the single use just kind of keeping my over usage down.
Yep.
And it keeps one less product I have to buy, even though you have a finite amount of, okay, I can do 40 tattoos maybe or right. whatever. You have this jug where you kind of can – it just feels endless in a way. But I think yeah. that makes me use more.
Yeah. I use expensive stuff, so I'm like
right.
stingy, but I've gotten it down to a pretty – almost and, a science of a guessing
and
game.
I've been using so. Those freaking foil packs since before this. I mean, for mm-hmm. since Chicago,
yeah,
which is yeah, dang near
over 20 years.
Over 20 years, so yeah. it's that's yeah. probably it. You know, you like that. Microsoft or like Apple or vice versa. It's just what's yeah. good for you.
What
and
I
it works.
Yep, the stuff I buy is more expensive, but it's literally it. A lateral transition's a preference thing. I like
yeah.
the smell better.
And I tried it.
But realistically, as far as the client getting the tattoo, it works just as well as anything
yeah.
else.
And
it's
I don't
just,
know if there's...
I used it on your head.
What's that?
I used it on your head because I know you like it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you don't like A&D.
In case yeah, you're wondering, Wesley's...
I like Shea Balm. I use Shea
Jimmy
Balm.
Tattooed
so I used
Wesley's
it on your
head,
head
last night. No.
Hey...
But yeah, it's a lateral transition.
Your head. So man. Now we need to insert photo of
yeah,
head here.
At some point.
And yeah. So what was? So while we're talking about it, how is it healing? Well, how are you healing it? And what does your tattoo mean?
It's a Viking runes. It's just my name in Viking runes. Of you can't really get. Direct translation correct or
close
right yeah it's close so it's as close as you can get or as right. close as I wanted to get and yeah it's healing all right. It's only been a handful of hours. We use the second skin Saniderm mm-hmm. Sanitac
yep.
Tachyderm skin they were talking about in the previous episode
yep.
now
right
earlier and it's probably going to heal just fine. I have very good confidence with the way I've been using it on my clients. One of the cool things I really enjoy about it is that it's really a whole lot more helpful for the clients that say I work in environments and work in environments that's dusty or I have clothes on or things are rubbing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that cuts down because there's a layer there where things are rubbing on that layer, but it's not rubbing on it.
That's one of my favorite things is the comfortability.
The equivalent of having your fingernail scratching across your skin versus putting your clothes between it. You feel that pressure of your fingernail scratching across yourself if you've got clothes on, but it's not scratching your skin. And it's the same thing with this, it's not roughing up your tattoo
itself. And
that's
something I had forgotten about. Because I had been so long since I got a tattoo, but when Jack did this, it's just like just sitting on the couch and raising my arm, and depending on what shirt I had on, was rubbing against that thing and agitating the living hell out of me.
You guys, you pointed out that I'm wearing my hat and these headphones earlier, and my glasses. You notice all of it right at the same time. Like, but I'm not really worried about it. It feels that. I'm very confident of it. That
makes me forgot you were using it, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, you got that on you.
So it's kind of a newer thing that we've been using, and it's kind of come on the market the last year. Experimenting with it. Well, it's been out for a couple of years now that artists have been playing with it, but with everything in life, everything gets a little bit better. Newer versions come out. Right. And so now it's getting to a version that I've been much more pleased with that I'm experimenting with.
It was designed by people that were working mainly in conventions and places where, like, festivals and et cetera. Yeah.
Is that where it started or was it a medical thing?
I don't know. But the first people I saw using it.
And what a great, for Sturgis,
we got introduced to it at Sturgis. Yeah. That's when Tommy brought it.
Episode 2 of this.
Oh, yeah, right. Tommy Haley brought it.
And I just didn't give it
shop.
Enough time to really think about it in that regard.
So maybe here, when we put this particular episode out here, Dave, we can include a link down in. A specific link of a 101 or one of the shorter episodes.
We probably should do something.
Yeah, we can do something on it. That'd be a great idea.
You just guys need
because
to
it's
grab
kind of newer,
me
and we're experimenting with it a lot, but we're finding that I find that I like it. I'm seeing you guys are starting to really climb onto
it,
too.
I'm starting to see the advantages
and
I'm really
digging
it.
And I picked it up from other tattoo artists, too. Yeah.
And especially for summertime coming up, you know, for like going to the pool or
whatever. Yeah, you want to go to the pool, you can go to the pool. It's waterproof.
It takes all of the babysitting out of any tattoo.
I don't know if I can 100% though.
Yeah, personally,
we're
going to
find out. Maybe that's what
better
this is.
In the 2 days of going to the pool, I don't know if I'd recommend them doing it. I would say you can take a shower.
Yeah,
you can do the dishes. You can get it wet a little easier. Maybe not go swimming, but
you're
going to be able to get back
something,
to the
do the
pool
old
much
Wonder
sooner.
Bag trick.
And if you go into the pool, you're not going to ruin it.
I think it's waterproof, man.
It is waterproof, but do the Wonder Bag trick. Put the Wonder Bag on your arm, duct tape it on each end if that's where it's at or whatever. Remember when you had a cast when you were a kid? And you want to go swimming, and you stick the Wonder Bag bread on it, and you duct tape it so your arm
doesn't
wouldn't
have
get
to be
wet.
Wonder Bread.
Realistically,
I mean, whatever brand of bread you like, man. But when I was a teenager, we would stick our arm in a bag and duct tape it if we had a cast on it, because we could go swimming and we wouldn't get the cast wet.
It's crazy how you have a technique.
I'm a redneck,
not getting a cast wet. Like, you had that many casts that you came up with a technique for it is almost.
But enough kids in school.
Sad.
School fell off the
I guess.
I had a dirt bike.
So did I. Yep. No casts.
Well, whatever. We had the three wheelers with the pull, with the throttle and the thumb. And we had those.
And
we had
frames. I still broke my ankles.
I can't hear you. What?
I broke both my ankles. Or one ankle.
On a three wheeler?
No, but one ankle and both my wrists. I never had a skateboard or a dirt bike.
How'd you manage that?
Plus, you're a generation behind, you didn't get the benefit of having Evel Knievel.
And then, Evel Knievel was my hero.
On the planet.
Yeah.
And then we had a half pipe in the backyard.
He always fell.
Yeah.
Wrecked every single time.
So,
you almost wanted to wreck if you wanted to be like
Evel. Yeah, you have to wreck.
But what I was saying as far as the Sanoderm and swimming is I would still give them the
spiel.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah.
Don't go swimming with it. Don't don't bank on it.
Can someone fact check, go on the Sanoderm website, please, quickly, and find out if they say it's waterproof. Because I remember when I was buying it.
I still wouldn't want to put that guarantee on myself for my clients.
Well, don't celebrate it. Don't go swimming just because you can.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, if someone said, I'm going
much
to
more elbow make room up now to work with your
beer girl is
with
handling.
Your.
It gives you a little more room to, I guess I would
do
be more
dishes,
comfortable. I would be more comfortable if someone said, well, I'm going on vacation in a week.
Yeah.
And they're getting like a little jammer.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, I'll sanitize me when you leave, and then I'll give you a piece
extra
or two.
Piece so, and then in a hot tub.
So here's a question.
I'd be like, cool.
Here's a question. With,
without it, I'd be like, no.
If you plan on going on vacation and you plan on getting a trophy tattoo of your, you know, memento of your vacation,
right?
Maybe it's something you should purchase in advance and take with you.
Yeah, that's a great idea. If you're going to get tattooed on vacation at a place that's beachy or whatever,
it'd be a great time to have.
I started using this because of a different artist tattooing on me, but Jimmy was the one who pointed out to me the uses of it because he has some or had some when he started here. But he didn't use it regularly.
We've confirmed it with the interns. It is waterproof.
It is.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Perfect.
To what depth?
But
how deep can I swim?
It'll go deeper than your watch.
Oh, no.
But Jimmy brought up he didn't use it regularly, but he used it at things like Sturgis events.
Yeah, we got introduced to Sturgis.
Because you can't trust the bikers and stuff. Well, and people are
at the
campground.
They're running around. They're getting in hot tubs.
They're hanging out in the summertime. They don't care.
It's the perfect thing.
No, yeah, exactly.
And so, you know,
and
no,
I
can't say this on the air.
Regular,
don't do it.
I started factoring in my regular taking care of, you know, aftercare now. Just because it's safer for me as an artist to make sure it's taken care of. And
it's two days off there.
Yep.
As long as they're willing to, you know, go to grit their teeth when they're pulling it off because it's sticky stuff.
If it's on your arm
and you can't use both hands, it's extra owie. What I recommend is having someone wash their hands thoroughly and hold the skin down as you're pulling off the product. Kind of hold
doing
the skin.
It under running water, does that help?
I know what? I did it dry.
I only had it in two spots. It's my neck and the side of my head.
I did it dry today on my girlfriend Amanda's arm. And I did it dry, and I thought, you know, because I did mine in the shower, and it still just came off pretty rough.
Try my brand
and it came off pretty good.
I think that plasticky differences versus what my brand is, which isn't quite the same thing.
Okay.
Maybe there might, because I don't, with mine, I don't feel like there's a tough pull on it. It feels very low tech and it's very stretchy. Like, you know, when you get a new credit card in the mail or something like that, that's glue on the back.
I'd love to,
It kind of stretches like that as you're peeling it off. So.
Well, this stuff is super stretchy,
like
crazy,
for,
but it's
not
pretty
super
sticky. I'll have to check that out.
So it's going to start a new trend, and you know, because like a big thing when people are opening, unboxing anything is doing the pill. So maybe that'll be the next trend.
The pill.
Well, and
after.
I've seen that on
Instagram.
You guys shut up. I've seen that on Instagram. You know, artists doing that. You know, and it's freaking mind blowing. Like I've seen huge thigh to knee pieces. You know, and they'll be peeling. Yeah. Two people will be peeling these things off. And
I love doing it. It's one of my favorite things. I do it on my Snapchat. It's like wet sex for tattoo artists. Watching that shit on Instagram, I like watch them peel that stencil off. I'm like, that's the best part of the day.
What you're saying is I blew at least $6, $7, $8 on the video I could have shot peeling it off of Amanda's arm today.
Yeah, exactly.
I really missed out on at least $7, $8.
No, it could have been more because everybody's at home watching right now because we have nothing
better
to do.
Oh, yes, the captive audience.
To all the captive audience at home, I'm sorry you haven't watched
us.
First thing I'm going to do when I get home, I'm like, all right, come here, Amanda. Come here.
That's later.
Huh? That's later. Get out the
stencil peel.
Yeah, we put it on our
stencil peels.
Can you wet her down so it's not so sticky and do it again and do the peel later?
With like a, re-peel? You know, some smoke and a low light.
Yeah, some candlelight.
Get it wet.
What you should do is tape her into a box before you do it so they can be like the full unboxing.
All right, well, Amanda's going to be moving out. So.
She doesn't watch these,
you know, make sure
she
can edit. She lets me know how good they are.
Make sure there's holes. You know.
My wife.
Oh, holes in the box. Oh, now she'll stay. Yeah. But there'll be holes in the box.
Oh,
you can.
I saw this on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I'm saved.
Didn't Justin Timberlake and them do a song about it?
That's a different hole in a different box.
Okay.
Link in the description.
I don't even want to keep track of this conversation anymore.
Can we end it?
Yeah, we can end this. I think we did that pretty well. You've been listening to or watching Q&A in the Kitchen. It's a podcast and YouTube series. We post every other Sunday. We first post the video version, then we post the podcast version. This is brought to you in part by Skin Kitchen Tattoo, the Axiom Body Piercing Studio, and Deaf Before Decaf. You can check out the links in the description for information about all three of those businesses and our involvement with at least two of them. And also, If you're listening to somewhere and it gives you the option to subscribe, please do so. On YouTube, of course, subscribe. Of course, give us a thumbs up because we like it when you like it.
We like thumbs.
Yeah, we like thumbs. Thumbs are great.
They're positive.
It's and what it separates makes us human.
From snakes and dogs.
Make it fun to thumb wrestle. And
yeah. Video games. You know,
without thumbs, there would be no thumb text. Wrestling.
There'd be no tattooing and there'd be no piercing because you wouldn't be able to grip anything.
And not only that, but the most important thing, think how ridiculous gloves would look.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, three fingers.
Like a mitten.
Like yeah, it would just be like a sock and then like these four little. Man, I
think that would look cool.
It'd be like shoes for dogs.
That's how we know who gets on the train and who doesn't.
That's all right.
Who thinks
enough.
A thumbless glove good. Looks cool?
Okay, so also check out our merch.
We
store.
Tried to end it, but no.
Nope. Just keep pulling us back.
The thumbs, man. It's about
it's all about the thumbs.
Every time I'm out.
Well, think about it. How could you text without thumbs? Right. You couldn't play PlayStation or Xbox without thumbs.
Yep. You couldn't tattoo and you couldn't pierce.
When someone says two thumbs up.
The monkeys would be ahead of us if we didn't have thumbs.
If somebody says two thumbs up, I think that means a little more than we give it credit for, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that's how many times like I look at my dog? Offering your two thumbs, like,
give us
here,
two thumbs.
I like that so much. You
can
have
my thumbs. Do you know how many times
I
look at my dog Capone and I go, if you only had thumbs.
Oh, actually, I do know that, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, so, are we done with this yet?
Yes, we
Dave-o,
are.
It's not about you, okay?
We went blue
it's about
again,
the thumbs.
It's about the merch.
We just discovered it. It's a thing.
I have thumbs.
Well, I discovered
Have they been there the whole time?
Maybe we should.
Where do they come from?
Maybe.
If you like us for one other reason or another, or would like to support the channel and also look stylish,
give us your
four-finger
gloves.
If you come out with
check out our merch
gloves,
store. There are not four-finger gloves in there, but there's plenty of other stuff. T-shirts.
We need a T-shirt with four-finger gloves.
Now,
maybe.
Now,
donate all your gloves to the medical
If we get
field,
a million views on this video, maybe.
Or just make one.
If you do have a bunch of extra surplus of anything, like medical supplies of anything, send them to the medical places right now because they
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Gloves, masks, anything
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, call your Red Cross
need.
Or whatever.
Yeah, donate blood. Do what you can right now, you know.
If you got it and you're not going to be able to use it in the next foreseen future, see if somebody else needs it, man.
Yep, and the merch, if you're even interested in that the least bit, is in the description.
Yeah.
Also, if you're on YouTube, there's a merch shelf.
Yeah. And don't support us right now with that silly stuff. If you know, take care of yourselves and everybody else that needs more care than you do. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All that good.
If you know somebody that shut in, buy them some dinner to be delivered.
Or buy them some of us. You know, I was thinking you could, like, go on iMovie or whatever, and you could purchase, like, a movie for someone and then send it to them, and they click on it, and then they can watch that movie.
That'd be really
and
cool.
If you want to torture people,
right?
You can, like, put this on endlessly and make them watch this.
How cool would it be just to, like, your phone to go bling, and you open it up, and it's, like, the latest whatever movie, and you just hit
the
it,
new
and then
Star Wars.
That'd be freaking, like, oh, that's awesome. I've been sitting here doing nothing. Right?
Yeah.
Agree with me, Wes. Say it.
I'm
audibly.
I'm in it. I am agreeing.
Audibly
absolutely.
Agree with me, right?
Speak, man. All right. Speak.
Anyway, Dave,
I'm about
please.
To capitalize on it. That's how much I wanted to agree with you.
The mute over there.
I know. I like clipping.
I know, but it doesn't sound great. Anyway, have we said everything we need to say? I'm trying to think here now.
Thanks a lot, guys. Check out our web store. And
thanks for watching, everybody.
Don't get sick.
Hi, Wes. Don't get sick. Wash your hands. Treat each other nice.
Wash your damn hands.
When it's all over, come get an I Survived, formerly known as C Dividers.
Yep. So here's hoping all your tattoos and piercings heal with ease and without a single issue. And if you're in the Des Moines, Iowa area, we all hope to see you for your tattooing and body piercing needs in the future. Wash your goddamn hands, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay
be
alone.
Be nice to each other.
And take care of one another. That's all we ask.
See you next
time. Be nice, guys.